changed my soul, disenfranchised and broken. Survivors were trying to find their way. And those who were most fortunate made their way to Eretz HaKodesh. Hertzke Saperstein, no different, he, Polish Chassid before the war, from Slonim, had lost everything during the war, his family, his identity, Yiddishkeit, made his way to Eretz Israel, but had no place to be, had nowhere to go. Chassidish Yid, without family, without a community, forgotten what it was to be an Eved Hashem, forgotten the trappings of Yiddishkeit. But it came Erev Pesach, he was in Yerushalayim. Someone told him, you know, the Slonim Rebbe is in Yerushalayim. He said, I know, but what am I going to do there? Look what I look like, it's been so long. He said, no, come, it's never too late to come home. Come, let's go. Let's not follow our Beis Medrash. It's our Pesach. They came to the Beis Medrash in Yerushalayim, in Slonim, Meisharim. And the Slonim Rebbe was there. Shalom Noach, the Nesiv HaShalom. Nesiv HaShalom came over to this Hertzke Saperstein after davening. He put his hand on his shoulder and he said, Shalom Aleichem. You'll be with us for the Seder tonight. Not, do you have a place? Do you want to come? Shalom Aleichem, you'll be with us by the Seder tonight. He came back to the Slonim Rebbe's apartment and he walked in and what can you say? It was Heimish, the Jewish home. It's been so long since he'd been inside of a Yiddish home. Table was set so beautifully. There was a white tablecloth and it smelled like soup. And the Rebbe began to prepare the Seder. Took out the three matzahs that they had. They had three matzahs. They put them on the table very carefully. And the children already started asking questions. He was putting on his kittel and they're already interested and engaged and asking. They took out the bottle of wine they had and that they had watered down just to be enough for everybody and put it into kind of a decanter on the table. And slowly but surely, like the humanity, the soul was being restored to this Hertzke. It was just standing there watching everything unfold in such a beautiful, serene, royal way. Candles were lit on the table. Rebbetzin was making the final preparations and the children started to gather around. And he saw out of the corner of his eye Rebbe's 4-year-old daughter, who was very excited. I mean, this is a big night. Maybe a little overtired, maybe a little kvetchy. Trying to get someone's attention, wasn't happening. And he saw, like in a split second, this little kid, his 4-year-old, like grab the end of the tablecloth and start running. And all pandemonium, chaos broke. The candles fell. The matzahs fell, the wine spilled on the floor and smashed, and everything came tumbling down, everything, into a big mess. The wine on top of the matzahs, the broken glass, the candles, a total, and everyone's like, ah! Pandemonium. They start shouting and then crying, didn't know what to do, didn't realize what they had done. And this Hertzke Saperstein aside, he like, he didn't react. It all happened so quickly. But then he saw the Slonim Rebbe, the Nesiv HaShalom. Shalom quickly run over and pick up his little girl and stroke her. She said, it's okay, it's okay. And while everything was going on, he took her to the window in the apartment in Yerushalayim. And he held her closely and he said, my sweet daughter, look outside, look outside. Shh, it's okay, just shh, it's okay. Look outside. Look, look, look. He said, you see the stars? You see the sky? It's a very dark night outside. Did you see the stars? You see there's a moon? It looks like everything is a balagan and things are broken in here. Just know that Hashem is running the world and everything's okay. Everything's okay. Everything's okay. Let's see what we can pick up from the floor and see what we could salvage together. And the Nesiva Shalom and his 4-year-old daughter, and the Rebbe turned to Hertzke, and he waved them over. All went on the floor, and like little by little, started picking up the pieces. You know, half a matzah with a napkin. You know, and what they could pick up. You know, that the salt water had spilled. And they picked up what they could, and they reset the table. And this time, the tablecloth was like, you know, a mess, stains all over it. I mean, that's already before Kaddish to have stuff. That's already. You know. And set the table again, and began the Seder. The search for chametz, our preparation for Pesach, the buying, the cooking, the cleaning. Every single detail of what goes in to this whole experience, let's say, this whole avoda, begins with us standing by the window looking out into the sky and saying, everything's okay. We have so many expectations and there's so much pressure. And it's a holy pressure. Like Rav Shmuel explained, like Rav Hul explained, it's such a big night. All the chips are down. It's our biggest night of the year. All the what we can accomplish and what we should accomplish, what we ought to accomplish, it's a big pressure. And it's manifest in all the hachanos and all the details. And the expensive. The Mishnah in Pesachim begins. Mishnayos of Pesach begin Orla Arbasar Bodkin Asachametz. The first thing we have to know about Pesach and getting into the Pesach mode, the Baal HaTanya explains in this Mishnah, or Orla Arbasar Bodkin Asachametz. First things first, or look for the light. Doesn't matter what's going on in the house, what we might think has fallen short, what might be broken, what might be missing. First things first, look for the light and keep our eye on the light. Nassim Breslover says that, you know, all this effort that goes into searching out chametz, which is asr b'mashahu, a little bit we have to get rid of. I mean, you know, they say, remember that dust is not chametz, children at the Korban Pesach. Okay, it's a good teaching. I could say it 1,000 times, it doesn't really work. But everyone's going crazy over the little particles. We're looking for the little soup nuts, for the little yellow croutons. Shkedei marak, they're everywhere. They really are everywhere. Everywhere kipshuto, meaning it's an unbelievable thing. It's like, it's incredible. No, they're everywhere. I think someone walked around the house the past 6 months and poured them everywhere they could possibly be. And that's chametz. And there's no such thing in our house as a makam that's not nichlas and bo chametz. It's chametz, it's everything. It's a real thing. And it's a real thing, karis is a real thing. We have to clean for chametz in a real way. Rav Nosson says that this whole process of searching out the little bit, the mashu of chametz, is to awaken us to recognize that a little bit matters. And that every single effort that we're making, every extra penny we're spending to buy something kosher l'Pesach, and every little extra effort we're making to clean and to prepare, buying a pair of shoes and to get ourselves ready, that mashahu is something which is important. And the first thing is to recognize that. Or, l'arbasar bodkin asachametz, is to keep our eye on the light and that which is going right and all these holy things. And maybe this matzah is broken and maybe the wine spilled, but to keep our eye on the light. Our parsha, we read, we began the whole world of Korbanos. It's an amazing parsha. Amazing time. Vayikra gets a bum rap. It's not fair. Vayikra gets a bum rap by those who are not learning the psukim and reading the rashis. It's unbelievable. It's so sweet. Hashem calling out to us, saying, come, be with me, come close to me. Offer from yourselves. Bring a korban. Let's get together. Let's experience life together, life cycles together, ups and downs together. You know, the end of it, the bottom line, it's already written. The end of the story, the end of the carbon, the end of that, you know, each of these steps, over and over and over again, in the Chumash, Hashem tells us what it is. What's the bottom line? Yishei, Reach Nichalach LaHashem. When a Jew attempts to come close and bring a korban, it's a Reach Nichalach LaHashem. Says Rashi, what's Reach Nichalach LaHashem in the first few psukim of our parsha? Nachas Ruach Lefanai. He brought Nachas Ruach. He brought Nachas Ruach to me by bringing a korban, by making this effort, by taking these steps, by spending the money, by showing up, brought Nachas Ruach. Sha'amarti v'na'aseh ratzoni. That's what Rashi says. Sha'amarti, that I said something? The way that Hashem says it, the first one is a kriya shel chiba, I called upon you in love. V'na'aseh ratzoni. V'na'aseh ratzoni. Translated as, literally, what does it mean? V'na'aseh ratzoni. My will has been done. Right? My bidding has been. My will has been done. Lubavitcher Rebbe in Nesichas and Rashi asks, "What's with this vague, passive expression of Naaseh Ritzoni? My will has been done. Vasitem Ritzoni. You did what I asked you to do. You did it. That's not what the Rashi doesn't say. You did it. My will was done." Rebbe explained, because there's so many steps involved in a korban. There's so many details, so many variables. Kodshim, Taurus, like what a person's status and like the mum and what it could be and how it's supposed to be brought. So there's a lot of effort and a lot of intention, a lot of the way it's supposed to be, what I think I have to do and how it's have to, there's a lot that can go wrong. A little nick behind the ear and the whole thing goes. Not vasitem ritzoni, you did it, you did it. My will is done. However this ends up, my will has been done. Adam kiyakim mikem, a Jew shows up and gives of themselves. Doesn't matter if it's what type of animal it is. It doesn't matter if it's a shlom metoda, an ola, or if it's a korban mincha, with a little bit of flour because a person can't afford something else. A person brings flour and ani says, what is this worth to anybody? I'm not bringing as good as he is. I'm bringing a little solet. Chazal say, no. Hashem looks at that person as if he brought himself. Nefesh, kiyah. He brought himself. If we show up with our best, we put our best, but we try. If we show up and put ourselves into it, to the best of our ability, and every single one of us in our own way, and every day is different. Nachas ruach lefonai sha'amarti v'na'aseh ratzoni. Even if everything falls on the floor and ends up broken and in a mess. The Nachas Ruach Hashem, the bottom line by the Ribono Shel Olam, is showing up and investing ourselves. It's halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's not a teaching from the Chassidic masters. Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, which defines reality. Shulchan Aruch is our guidebook to the way the world actually is. Kol Echad Bodek Ad Makom Shiyado Magas. Bedikas Chametz, the Chiyuv, the Shir of Bedikas Chametz is that every single person checks Ad Makom Shiyado according to the way their hand, what they can reach. Vashar, and that which one's hand cannot reach. Mevatel Velibo. Now my wife she has a much longer reach. Existentially, but also practically, than I do. I mean, when you like reach, like bring down, like, you know, like I bring flowers, like the vase, like she's getting the vase down. She's taller than me. It's okay. Rav Moshe Feinstein's wife is taller. Warren Cutler's wife, Bob Shore's wife. So. Not that I'm okay with that. The halacha is Kol Echad Bodek Ad Shiyado, their hand can reach Vashar Mavato Beliba. So we come into Pesach and we're like a crash course, looking through good things to say and sort of saying, you see, this Rebbe sad and he really felt Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Rebbe Nevin Sol, his favorite mitzvahs, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. He really feels it, and he tells this story and that story. And this tzaddik used to do this, and that tzaddik used to do that, and this rebbe did that, and this one did that. And this Baal Avoda, their seder went till 5 o'clock in the morning, they went all the way, and then he'd go to the by Kodesh HaKadoshim before Yom Tov and say the Indian Korban Pesach. I'm sitting there like, hearing on Hagos of Tzaddikim, and we're reading about all these great levels that we could accomplish, what they felt, what they said, and their Shir HaShirim, and his Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and they say it in the Manashtan in 15 languages, and this one, you know, whatever, and I'm sure that the matzah ball that she makes come out exactly to our family first, and everybody, all these different expectations, and this one's going to have the Venus crunch in their tea room is all night, and everybody has all these big expectations and ideas and dimyonot of what Pesach ought to be and should be. But the halacha is, it has nothing to do with me. I don't have to clean your chametz. I'm not eating your matzah. You can't do the mitzvahs of Pesach night for me. I have to clean my chametz. And the halacha is that it's as long as my arm is. As well as I can reach. Rasha ma'u amer. What's the thing with the Rasha? What's the Rasha say? It's a painful thing to say that child, the table is a Rasha. That's a harsh thing. You know, what does the Rasha say? I mean, it's uncomfortable. It's a hard pill to swallow. I'm reading about it. Somebody else, okay, the Rasha, his table. I mean, just think about what it. Rasha, mama, what does this Rasha say? Ma avodah zos lachem. What's this big avodah you're doing? What's this big avodah that you're doing, Pesach night? Lachem, v'lo, not me. You and not me. By taking himself out of the story, Motzei Atzmo took himself out, it's kofer be'ikar. When we take ourselves out of the story and don't believe in what we're doing and how we're doing and the way we're doing, that's the narrative of the Rasha. Ma avodah zo lachem. You're doing a big avodah. His Pesach is very strong. His Pesach is very good. A couple of years ago, 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, we were at my in-laws for the Seder. It was a beautiful Seder. It was a great night. It was so sweet. It was really beautiful. And my father-in-law, like before the Seder even starts, is talking about chatzos. We're walking down from davening, and he's like, it's almost chatzos, we gotta get going. I'm like, are you kidding me? Almost chatzos, he's a person with Yirat Shamayim, cares about halacha, and you know, and it's challenging to deal with me. Really chatzos, we walk in the door, let's go, chatzos. I'm like, whoa, it's a big night, we got plastic frogs. Chatzos. So the Seder ended, and I was getting warmed up. I was ready to rock, you know, I was getting warmed up. And there was like human wreckage all around. Everybody's conked out here, conked out there. The guy swept up and said Shir Shirim. It was a fire Shir Shirim. And everything was good, like the looks, I had a tam matzah, and everything was pumping, you know. And it was, I don't know, 1 o'clock or so. By the time everything ends, 1:30 maybe, I don't know, you know. I know that's like a big kiyum, like what time did your Seder end? But okay, you know, whatever, a little bit, thank God, you know, moved out of that. It was some time, I don't know, but I was still like, I went for a walk, I went out to talk to Hashem a little bit. I was in the Rishon campus, I went and sat, bench upstairs, I talked to Hashem a few minutes. I was pumping. I felt like, okay, let's, like, I want to do this now, you know? That's your Shirim. Spoke to Hashem a little bit, like, you know. So I went for a walk. I walked, you know, my Rebbe lives 25 minutes away from me. I took a walk. He mentioned during the week, you know, Seder, Chabura, we're all one Chabura. You know, we'll eat the Chabura together, we'll have the matzah, we'll have the Korban Pesach together, we'll have the Chabura. So, okay, I'll go, you know, walk over there. You know, also be Makabal Pnei Rabbo, as my Rebbe Mubak, say Shalom Aleichem as a Kiyum, Lacha, this is Shalom Aleichem, Terebi, on Yom Tov itself, why not? Take a walk. I'm in my kittel, I have like, you know, wine and steak, you know, wine and crumbs all over me. I'm like, I look, you know, I'm in a good place. And I walked over to Mitzvah shop, and I went down to the apartment there. know, doors open and kids are sitting around. Some people here. There's a whole bunch of chevra around here and there. And Rebbe is in his, you know, in yechida, sitting at the head of the table like this, and he's talking to, you know, he's talking to each child. Do you believe that Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim? Hashem wants you. The whole world is created for you. B'nei Bechori Yisrael for you. And he's sitting there talking in Yiddish. I don't know if anybody was really listening to him, but he was in his own zone. It was probably maybe by 3, it was already 3 o'clock in the morning at that time. And there were some kids, some people sleeping, and some people sitting, and whatever it was, and the women are over here. And I went and I just sat on the side of the list. I was sitting next to his son, chatting a little bit, and I was just sitting there. And after a few minutes, I think, like, you know, he realizes, there, he called me over, and I came, sat down, gave a kiss, Shalom Aleichem. Ah. He said, I'm so happy to see you. I'm so glad you're here. Ah, Yom Tov. And I was like, you know, feeling good. And he goes, but I just want to bench you, I bench you. I said, I'm like, put my head down, like, and he goes, I bless you, you should believe in your own Seder and not come back next year. Ma avodah zos lachem. Like, for sure they have it right. This one knows what he's doing. This one's got... Lachem velo lo. Everyone in their own subtle way has that, I should have, I could have, I would have, I had this word to say, I had that one to say. If I would have made one more dish, if I would have had one more thing, if I just, you know, if I just... The pressure with the in-laws, if I wasn't at the... If I would have been in a Pesach program, I wouldn't have to do all this hard work, then I would, but if I wouldn't be at this Pesach program, I'd be at home, it would be that. If I wouldn't have to be by my in-laws, I could be at my parents', my parents, forget it. My in-laws, forget it. If I was sitting in my own house, I'd be able to do it. If I was able to invite the people I wanted, it would be, Ma avodah zos lachem is what the Rasha says. It's what the Rasha says. The Kofar be'ikr, if we say, if we have for a moment the doubt that there's a reach nechoach Hashem, that we're making for the Ribbono Shalom the way our Seder is. Salvechik said, you know, explained, Mora Gadol, Zugut Gilu Shechina. That the Gilu Shechina that takes place at the Seder night is, even for Chachamim and Nevonim, it's not for Chachamim, and it's not for Nevonim. It's for every single one of us. There's an accessibility for closeness to Hashem that requires nothing but showing up. It's what's happening. There's nothing we have to do, it's just being there. We experience Gilui Shechina, a closeness with Hashem. All that's required of us is not to be kofir be'ikr, not to deny it, and say, by them that's what's happening, but by me not. The awareness that our avodas bring nachas ruach to Hashem ultimately is the goal of the Seder. And the Bava Rebbe, at the end of his life, he was such a... I mean, if anybody saw the Bava Rebbe, he was an unbelievably beautiful and exalted human being. He survived the war and rebuilt Yiddishkeit here. The highlight in Bava was everyone would come at the end of Pesach, at the end of the Seder, to come have Nirtza by the Tzaddik. And he'd come very late at night, and they'd sing the Nigunim together, and it was this really special thing. The last Pesach of the Bava Rebbe's life, he was very ill, suffering. He was in a wheelchair, could barely speak. He was at very little strength. His G-tube was installed, he couldn't eat. So the last Seder, right, he's in the light, they didn't have the big maimed of everyone together, the big Seder night kish. Instead, the Rebbe was in his house, and the children and grandchildren came to be around him. Everyone understood that this was probably it. And they wheeled the Rebbe out right in the beginning of the Seder in this royal moment, king, literally, this royal moment. And before anybody could say anything, one of the daughters started crying. And then a couple of the grandchildren, it was just too painful to see, you know, this symbol of strength and just leadership, their father, the paterfamilias, the Rebbe, in such a way. The Rebbe understood what was going on. And he kind of like motioned that everyone should come close, and he said, Kindelach Herzu, listen carefully to me. He said, it's true, tonight is a little bit different than other years. It's true that I'm not going to be able to eat the matzahs tonight. I mean, the mysterious nefesh in the ghetto with the Rebbe with the matzahs was crazy. It's true, I'm not going to be able to eat the matzahs tonight. And it's true, I'm not going to be able to have Arba Kosos tonight. I'm not going to be able to say Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. I just don't have strength. I can't even do Haseba. I'm in a wheelchair propped up. He said, but Ichdam Te Ebesha, but I thank Hashem Shechiyonu V'kimanu V'hidyonu L'zman Hazeh. It was zoch to be here together. I can never take away that chirus, that freedom, the knowledge that Hashem has nachas from us being together here tonight. The bottom line of our Seder is nirtza, ratzui. That Hashem says, I want what you did for me. I want it the way it is. But all of our expectations, and all of the excitement, and all the effort and preparation, and we have to. Nefesh kiyaki mekem, we bring ourselves to the table, we bring our full selves. Hopefully we bring our best selves. We're able to say, to apologize to the people around us if we get a little testy and a little pressured and a little stressed out. To say, sorry, ta'iti, I didn't mean to step on your toes, I didn't mean to shout, I didn't mean to... But we show up at the Seder night, and the main thing to remember is it's a reach nichoach la'ashem. Last word, what does Pesach mean? What is the definition? Let's open it up. What is the definition of the word Pesach? Not a trick question. Nothing. What Pesach literally means? Well, to jump over, right? To pass over. Right? Rashi says it's a lashon of dilug, right? Of skipping over. Like the Navi, Eliyahu Navi says to Navi Yibal, Ad Masai Atem Poschim Al Shtei Seifim, jumping from this to the other. Between these two places, Lashon Dilug, Rashi says, or Kfitza, jumping. The Moshe Leib Sasava says, jumping, and connotes that there's some Simcha involved here. There's some jumping, the Kfotz. That's the second Pshat in Rashi. I'm talking on Shmos, about the Exodus, the basic Exodus narrative, Exodus 12. There's the story of the Jews leaving Egypt. The first time we have this notion of Pesach in Torah. Elsewhere in Yeshayahu HaNavi, it says that Hashem will pass over the Jews and take vengeance against our enemies, similar to what happened in Mitzrayim. And that language of Vayifsach, there is an expression of Hashem's compassion. If you take a look at Rashi on Chumash, the story of the Exodus, leaving Mitzrayim, Rashi says, Poshet Pshat, that Hashem was Vayifsach, Hashem Pasach, passed over the Jewish homes, is Lashon Chemla. Hashem had compassion on Klal Yisrael. Hashem had compassion. Pesach, first and foremost, is an experience of compassion. Ribbono Shel Olam saying, B'ni B'chori Yisrael, we're in this together. Reach nichoach la'Hashem. The pressure is self-imposed. There's halacha, be careful, Yirat Shamayim, to work hard. All Kedusha requires chana. But to know that the bottom line in bringing a korban, there's so many things that can happen, let alone that four-year-old that might pull the entire tablecloth down. But to look out in the night sky, and to look for the light, to see that the stars and the moon, Mitz Hashem will be a full moon. To know that Hashem is with us, Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, Barachamim Gedolim, with Chemla, with compassion, and love for us. And that our job is to show up, to come close, to do our very best, to keep our eye on the light, and to know that we're bringing Nachas Ruach to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem should help us that it be a Freilichim Pesach, Kosher Pesach, Pesach that we eat the Chabura. Hashem should help us that we believe in our own Seder.
Amen. Okay,
thank you everyone for coming out. This is a very special Kiddush Hashem.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beer Chametz, to please take some of the Danish and Ragalachom. Beer carbohydrates.